In just a few minutes, we'll take up our outreach collection. This month, as I announced last week, is to benefit Bridges, an organization in our community dedicated to helping victims and survivors of domestic and sexual violence. A little more information about that organization is in your order of service. Looking ahead and to familiarize you both with our outreach collection in a way we might possibly, this is where we're asking for some feedback from you to focus our energies this fall. Bob Keating, member of our Social Justice Committee, and who's held, one of those guys that held just about every position you can hold in this church over the last 20 years. I think you joined shortly after I arrived, and I've certainly been blessed. I feel I've been blessed, church, been blessed by your membership and participation. So, Bob.
Thank you, Steve. Greetings. My name is Bob Keating. I'm a member of the Outreach Collection Committee, which is a subcommittee of the Social Justice Committee. Other members of it are Ellen Barr, Mary Ferguson's for many years, who's chaired it, Sarah Wadu, and recently joining is Janie Allison, who already made a contribution since the first group that we're proposing for this year to fund is Anne Marie House, and she's been a long-term volunteer on that. And I'll say a bit more about Anne Marie House in just a couple of moments. Essentially, I want to speak to you about ending homelessness and hunger. It's a project that actually has been in existence for some time, the ending homeless part of it. It's been primarily used for advocacy when we saw an issue in the community that needed addressing in terms of homelessness. But the idea that I'm bringing forward to you today is specifically to do a greater concentration in that area, so more of our outreach efforts, more of our volunteer work in that area. And in regards to outreach collections, because the outreach collection group, outreach group, helps to select groups and works with them through the period of time and distribution of the funds, we as a church have given out $140,000 since we began this, a tremendous amount of giving that we have of community. Plus, we've had countless casseroles and socks and everything in between that has been given and donated, and countless thousands of hours now have been given by our church. So we want to take that kind of energy, even do a greater focus under this umbrella of ending homelessness and hunger. And the hunger get added because clearly it's a primary need, and so much of what we do is about that. So why should we do this? Well, it's pretty obvious, and sometimes the obvious needs to be restated, that it really is a tragedy in this world, let alone in the richest country in the world, that we have so many people that are homeless. In our city, in a greater Nashua area, about 400 people are in shelters, in transitional housing, living in cars, or living in the streets on a given day, 400 to 500. And it's estimated about 750,000 people on a given day, men, women, and children, are homeless in America on a particular day. Well, that's an obvious, and why should we do this? Because we know how to end this. In our technology-driven world, this is fairly simple. A man who served on the committee that developed a plan to end homelessness in our community, Miles Purdy from Harbor Homes, as he was looking at all of this data up on some kind of PowerPoint presentation, said, "Geez, I got it. Homelessness bad, housing good." Yeah. That's in essence what the whole idea is about, and we have proven in our community that about 90% of the people that get into housing stay there if they get the right support services. That's true across the nation. It's also part of a nation goal. 2015, no veterans should be homeless in America. That's the federal government's. 2015, all people who are categorized as chronically homeless, these are the people who are more challenged, often significant mental health, should not be homeless. In the year 2020, nobody in the United States. In our own city, we're hoping for 2012. Well, we're not going to quite do it, but we're hoping we're moving further and faster along that track. So what are we proposing? Well, we're proposing, because we are a church, we have some flexibility that many of the agencies, and we have given to many of them, Harbor Homes, Pastoral Care, Mary's House, the National Soup Kitchen and Shelter, and Anne Marie House, just to name a few, and others indirectly who address this particular issue. But we can be more nimble than all of them, because they're under federal and state guidelines. They have payrolls to meet. Not that we don't as a church, but our outreach collections doesn't have a payroll. We also don't have to pay for facilities, which all of these organizations do. So what we wanted to do is target the way in these organizations who are serving our community well can be able to more nimbly and more flexibly move people out of homelessness or prevent them from going into homelessness. So that's in essence what we're doing. And what are we asking? Well, we're asking for feedback from the congregation so that we in fact can concentrate more of our outreach collections in that area. So more of our monies would go to programs and targeted specifically to areas that we feel we could move people out of homelessness or prevent. It doesn't mean all of the outreach collections would go in that area, but a greater concentration. I think sort of spontaneously, every member of the committee said, well, I know one thing that's going to be right on top of our list is Donna Perkheiser. That's not going to change while this project, that will be a high priority. So not all will go away, but we will concentrate in that area. So what are we asking for you? Feedback. The first is the questionnaire here that's in the order of service. And if you don't have pencils, Sherry has said we have plenty of pencils. You can raise your hand and you can get a pencil. And we can also supply erasers if you come up with something that's different on that. And this is focused particularly on Anne Marie House, but we want feedback in general about our overall direction. And just briefly, Anne Marie House is a project that we asked them, what can they do? They do transitional housing. Can you move people out of housing, your transitional housing, faster? And they said, yes. What do we need? We need help with transportation, people to get to jobs. They have a volunteer mechanic who works with them and would help in the next 2 to 4 months. If we raise enough money, more people who are sitting there who could actually now be in housing would be able to move out if they had the transportation to do it. So that's, in essence, what we're asking. Give us feedback, Social Justice Committee. And drawing this to a close, I wanted to use a quote from Millard Fuller. And Millard Fuller is the founder of Habitat Humanity, that hundreds of thousands, if not, I think it's actually over a million at this point in time, throughout the world has been created from Habitat for Humanity. And he said, we have all the resources to house everyone in the world. All we need is the will. So with that, I ask us to join with us with the hope that this may become a project for the church overall. We've been looking at, in our long-term objectives and strategic plan, is to have a project for us as a church. Suggest that this is an idea that for your consideration, because we can go across ages and from children all the way up, and I think it's so much in fitting with our principles as a church. So thank you for all of the support that you give to our wider community, and with Jed singing, as we care for you, hope that we can continue our caring to the wider world. So thanks again.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you so much.
I just hope that you will respond to about the questionnaire that's in your order of service today, and catch some folks afterwards if you want to have some further conversation with them during coffee hour. Let's quickly add also, we are a member congregation of the National Area Interfaith Council. They're holding their annual crop walk on the 23rd of October. I believe some of the members of our particularly our ropes class, and maybe some of our young people will be taking part in that. So if they ask you to be a sponsor for them, please do so. Crop one-fourth of the money, it's for Church World Service, but one-fourth of the money which they raise stays in the local community to support agencies like the one that Bob mentioned. Well, in this spirit, let us receive our outreach collection for this morning.